The United States will be among 14 countries around the world in which Iraqi expatriates can cast votes in the January 30th Iraqi election. Special voting places are being set up in 5 American cities. Officials here say nearly 250,000 Iraqis living in the United States will be eligible to vote in the election, and an unprecedented effort is underway to facilitate the casting of ballots. Iraqi authorities have tasked the non-governmental International Organization for Migration with arranging for the expatriate voting in the United States and other countries with large Iraqi communities, including Iraq's immediate neighbors Iran, Syria, and Jordan. Voting sites are being set up in 5 American cities seen as hubs for the expatriate community: Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Nashville. In the United States, Iraqis will be able to register for the voting between January 17th and the 23rd. While in Iraq itself, the polls will only be open January 30th, the U.S. voting sites will be open 3 days from January 28th through the 30th. Those seeking to vote in the United States will have to present documentary evidence of eligibility and actually go to the polling sites to cast ballots. There will be no absentee or mail-in votes. At a news briefing, Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy and Human Rights Michael Kozak said that from all accounts, interest in the voting among Iraqis abroad is as high as it is in Iraq itself, and that the extraordinary overseas election mechanism is a reflection of that.
You look at polling coming out of Iraq. I mean, 84% of Iraqis say they intend to vote. This is not with somebody twisting their arms. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, the initial plan was not to have overseas voting, and it was the Iraqis themselves that pushed the Iraqi Election Commission into making provision for it because people there were anxious to vote.
On the broader election process, Mr. Kozak said the voting can have credibility even if the turnout in Sunni Muslim areas is suppressed by the insurgency and boycott calls from some Sunni factions. He said Iraqi authorities are literally starting from scratch in holding the country's first non-rigged election in decades. And he said the test is whether the process can be reasonably fair and corruption-free.
At the end of the day, yeah, there are going to be all kinds of problems that pop up. But, you know, can you look at it and say this was something where people were able to vote freely, they were able to debate freely, and they weren't being having their votes discounted through fraud or having their people kicked off the ballot or something like that?
Mr. Kozak rejected the notion that the election system, in which voters will choose among national party slates of candidates rather than picking delegates from geographical districts, will further marginalize Sunnis. He said many parties are fielding multi-ethnic slates and encouraging the Sunni vote. He said that after the election for an interim national assembly, there will be no limits on the number of Sunnis who can be in the government or take part in the drafting of a new constitution. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.